Welcome to the very first bonus episode of the Interactive Distractions Podcast, where we take and dissect Mass Effect. We'll have a roundtable discussion with full spoilers, so if you have not played the game, stop listening. Right now. For real. Not even kidding.
Welcome to a very special episode of Interactive Distractions. My name is Chris Riccio, and I'm here with Jason A. Stryker.
Hey, howdy.
And Jeff Chani.
What's happening?
Did I say that right?
Yeah, sure. I wasn't really listening.
All right, good. So this is our special episode where we decided that we were going to talk about the official 2007 Interactive Distractions Game of the Year, Mass Effect. For those who
we had joked about doing this for a long time because for a while that's all that we were playing.
Yeah.
And, you know, we'd always try and, you know, figure out what we're going to do for the next show. And we're like, let's just do a Mass Effect special.
Yeah. I think we actually like brought that up, what, like for four or five episodes? I'm like,
oh, yeah. Easily.
What should we do for our feature? Let's talk about Mass Effect. Haven't we done that like the past 4 weeks? So, fair warning at the very beginning. This is a spoiler show. Lots and lots of spoilers. We are going to go into everything that we can remember, anyway.
That's right.
Yeah, I didn't really take notes. So.
That's right. So we're going to go into everything that we can remember.
I'll try not to make too much shit up.
So if you haven't played it, and you plan on playing it, and you don't want to be spoiled by any of this stuff, because there is a lot of cool story elements that you might go like, oh, great, that's been ruined for me now. Turn it off right now and come back after you've played the game.
Stop right. Listening.
Now that those people are gone. All right. The people that haven't played Mass Effect, not that they matter.
Exactly.
So cool. Yeah, so we've all beat it now, right?
Right.
And actually, we've all started our second playthrough, apparently.
Correct.
I have.
And we all made chicks and are going the Renegade route.
I think that says something.
Without any prior planning, I'm curious to find out what you guys have seen differently on like Eden Prime, because this is one of the things that stands out in my head right now. On Eden Prime, from the first time you played it to now, have you seen anything majorly different?
No.
No.
Not entirely.
Okay.
Not entirely, no.
The only thing
really stands out.
The only thing worth mentioning for me. And I wanted to mention this on episode 10 because I haven't told Jason about this either, but it tripped me out. Do you remember on Eden Prime when you get into one of the trailers, one of the lockers, and there's two people in there. One of them's a chick. One of them is this really deranged guy.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. I do remember something now. Yeah,
that's going nuts. Yeah. Well, I remember as a Paragon, I was like, oh, you know, it'll be okay, and we're here to help. And with my Renegade chick.
Knock him out.
Oh, yeah, man. She was like, she's like, I could shut him up and then just go, pop one punch and he's just down. I'm like, I like this game.
Yeah. In fact, the first time I played, I don't think I went in that little trailer thing. I think I totally missed that entirely. And I remember watching trailers where they show Shepard punch out this dude. I'm like, I don't remember that in the game at all. I remember beating, I was like, where is that part? Then when I tried playing through the second time, I went in and I'm like, ah, that's the guy.
Yeah.
And then.
That severely entertained me because I remember him from my first playthrough and he annoyed the crap out of me. And then I got on the second time, I was like, oh, I remember this guy. I fucking hate him. Yeah. I can shut him up. Pop. I was like, yes.
I'm so badass.
But yeah, and then I went on to the Citadel, and right now I'm kind of, I finished like all the side quests on the Citadel that you know, I felt like doing, and and I've done Artemis Tau. I got Liara, and that's where I'm at right now, pretty much.
Okay, so in the Citadel, did you do, there's one mission where I'm pretty sure it's on the Citadel, I could be wrong, but you're basically, you have to talk to some counselor or something like that, and you go in, you start talking to him. Oh no, sorry, I think he works for the bank, and he's kind of a dickhead, and then you go out and talk to his assistant, and she says basically he is like, he's doing things crooked, and he can get this information, you can basically shut him down. Then
that
you
was
have to
on
go to
Novaria, wasn't it?
Is that Novaria?
I think
it's Novaria.
All right, I'll wait till we get to Novaria. Never mind.
Okay.
Yeah, the Citadel. I did a bunch of stuff on the Citadel. The scanning of the keepers.
Right.
Let's see. And then there's like what other quests were there? There's the one with I wish I would have done this with my Paragon character. Now you remember in Flux. The dude who stands outside and wants you to go in and help him figure out the gambling machines.
Yeah, that guy.
Did you guys do that at all?
Not the first time through. No,
yeah, I did.
For him to appear when I'm on my Renegade.
Okay, because I did it with the Renegade, and there's actually a way to do that as a Paragon and get Paragon points for it.
Wow.
Really?
And I could have done this one. I could have gotten it off my freaking quest list because it just sat there.
One incomplete mission.
I had
two. Are you talking about the one that where you have to figure out why the machine's rigged? You have to figure out who's doing it? Is that the one you're talking about?
No. That's a different one. There's one where it's like the second time you go to Flux, you see a guy get kicked out.
Okay.
And he asks you to go in and play, and he gives you like this scanner to try and figure out like the how to predict what numbers are going to pop up.
Oh, really?
And Jason, do you want me to say it, or do you want to?
Yeah,
go for
it.
Well, what happens is, I did it with my chick, and I grabbed the scanner from him, and I went outside, and the owner of the bar is sitting up there at the casino level, and I walk up and I talk to him, and there's a way to give him the scanner, and you give him the scanner, and it gives you Paragon points, and I'm like, didn't realize that, and I walked out, and it's like, you talk to him again, and he's like, yeah, I gave your scanner to what's his name, and he goes, oh, that was years of research. I'm like, well, that's your problem. That's what happens when you want to cheat, you fucker.
See, I don't remember that at all.
Oh, really?
That mission, but, yeah.
Yeah, there is the one where, what you're talking about, where they're siphoning money from the machines.
Yeah, from the machines, yeah.
Yeah, and you track that back to...
that machine thing.
Yeah, where was that? It was in the...
somewhere in Citadel.
Yeah.
Over by the Shadow Broker.
Yeah, exactly.
It was the room over, and then in the back was that machine.
Right.
Which I died a couple times during that, because I actually thought that you'd have to try and figure out the code, only to find out that, no, I just got to shoot the power source, be done with it. Take a little damage to my shields, that's it.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah, that's all too quick.
Oh, really? Dude, I figured out the code both times.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. It's only what is it, 8 or 9, or maybe 10 button presses, and it's like playing Simon, you just have to figure out the order.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So yeah, both times I did it, I did it that way. Let's see, what else is there? Oh,
I was sucked at Simon. So,
what did we all play the first time through, like character wise?
Oh, I played a soldier.
Soldier. Okay.
Yeah, because I figured that soldier would probably be the easiest.
And I did as well inadvertently. I chose infiltrator, chose some stuff, and then went back for whatever reason, and then forgot to choose infiltrator again. So I ended up with the default soldier, which was fine.
Which one is infiltrator?
Infiltrator is like sniper rifles and tech. That's what.
Oh right, the tech soldier. Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I chose Vanguard the first time, so basically.
And that's the biotic one, right?
Biotic soldier. They use shotguns and pistols.
Right.
Cool.
My first time through, I was a soldier. My second time through, I'm an adept, which is a full biotic.
Yeah, I'm just soldier second time.
Gotcha.
So I never got to touch the machine guns or the sniper rifles, so I want to use those for sure.
Yeah, the cool thing is that if you go straight tech or straight biotic, well, I know that if you go straight tech, it does this, but if you go straight... If you go straight biotic, it does this. I don't know if it does it if you do straight tech, but you get to choose like a bonus skill, and it's a bonus weapon skill. So it's like, you know, the adepts only get pistols, Well, then they say, okay, well, you can have another gun. Do you want shotguns, assault rifles, or sniper rifles? And I was like, assault rifle, please. Thank you very much.
That's cool.
Another thing I noticed is that my Spectre weapons are available to me now.
Ooh.
I can't afford them, but they're available now.
Hell no.
But yeah, I'm still playing through on hard. I haven't run into anything that's really, really discouraging. Yeah, yet. I mean, I've died a couple times and had to go back and do it again, but nothing that's made me feel low enough yet. What we were talking about before we started recording, the consort.
Yes.
Did you guys did the consort quests?
I did the first one. I think that's it.
Okay. And Jason and I were mentioning before the show that that when we did the consort mission, after we finished it, we got a piece from the consort.
A little piece.
a little piece. It's like,
kind of confusing piece.
Yeah, like I said, pretty much.
There's a real quick jump cut. Like, she's talking to you, she's kind of whispering in your ear, then all of a sudden it's quick jump cut to her hand, like, being plastered up against this window or something like that. And you've seen the scene in movies before, you know, steamy car and whatnot.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is.
Same deal. And then as soon as that's done, it jumps back to the same scene where she's still kind of whispering in your ear. So I don't know if she, like, implanted this in your head or something, or if it really happened, which would be kind of awkward. But no, the first time that I went through this, I mean, I was very nicey-nice, very much to the Paragon. I was thanking her, you know, even though I was expecting some nookie. I never got it the first time, you know, but I was nice to her. But the second time through, when I wasn't so nice, I seemed to get a little action.
And that's exactly what happened to me. The first time I went through with the male character, I was really nice, and, you know, she did the whole face-touching thing where she, like, rubs her face up against you, and then that's it. And then the second time, I was just a plain bitch to her,
yeah.
And all of a sudden, I see this blue hand plastered against the window, and it's like, thunk. So, that was interesting. And then, let's see, what else? There's the quest that you get by completing that quest, which tells you to go back to one of the embassies. Did you guys do that? And talk to the guy who is going to complain about her?
Yeah.
Yes, I did do that.
I did that one. Yeah. Then there's the keepers, which we talked about, sort of. Did you guys find all the keepers?
No. I think I was missing two.
I found all of them both times through. The first time, it literally took me probably just a half an hour of running around trying to find the last one. I was like, where is it?
You know? Yeah, I hate quests like that. Anything that says, like, find this, find that, and you have to run around, I hate doing missions like that. So, if I saw one, I went over and scanned it. I didn't really make it a point to find them at all.
Well, I'll tell you what, man. When you find that last one, you get a ton of experience points for it.
Really?
Yeah, because I remember I was saying that on the last show when I was scanning the keepers, I was only getting like 11 experience points for each one. Mm-hmm. Well, you get to the halfway point, and when you get to 10, I think it gives you a little extra, and then each one that you get after that, it gives you more. And then at the end, when I scanned the last keeper, it gave me like my 26 or whatever that I got for scanning the keeper, and then I got like another 800 and something for getting all of them.
Nice.
Yeah, so it's definitely, I mean, I thought it was worth doing, especially considering I pretty much knew where all of them were the second time through.
So what else happened on the Citadel? There was the one kind of mission where you're walking out from the embassy offices and some dude's complaining that the Alliance won't give his wife's body back.
Oh, I did that, yeah.
Yeah, and you gotta go get that.
Now there's two different ways you can do it, right?
Exactly. If you go the Paragon route, you know, then you kind of... Well, what happens is, you know, this guy who's complaining about his wife's body, he says, you know, this dude over in the bar there won't give me the body. Go and talk to him. And you're like, all right, fine. If you go the Paragon route, you find out that, you know, the body is being used for medical research, essentially. It was attacked by the Geth. It's got a bunch of burns and cuts on it. And, you know, they need to study this to better understand the Geth. If you go the Paragon route, you're cool with that. And you're like, all right, go for it. Just keep the body. Do your thing. Go back and piss the other guy off. On the flip side, you actually intimidate the dude in the bar and say, listen, you give that body back or else. And he does. And it ends up making the other dude very happy.
Yeah, I actually I did it the same way both times, except I got Paragon the first time and Renegade the second time. The first time through, I did exactly what you said. I went and talked to the guy and said, You know, he explains what they need the body for, and then I go back and I explain what's going on with the guy, and I use my charm skill to let him know, you know, hey, this is the way it has to be. Your wife's death is going to save millions, and this is why. The second time I went through and I did the same thing. I talked to the other guy and I was kind of a dick to him. I didn't use my intimidate on him though. And then I went back to the other guy and used my intimidate on him. And I was like, and she's like, this is war. You know, get over it. People die. You know, her death is going to save these people. And he gets pissed off and he's like, but I see your point. And then you get renegade points for doing it that way too. So
yeah, I did the intimidation one the first time, so he gives the body back.
Yeah. I didn't even develop my intimidation skill the first time through. I'm not doing my charm at all. It's like I have one point in charm, and that's only because when you become a specter, it gives you one.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, my first playthrough, I didn't really touch the charm and intimidate too much until I realized, and it probably wasn't halfway through the game that I realized that it would give you additional options. So this time, I maxed out my intimidate right away.
Yeah, so I'm trying to do too.
Yeah, I'm doing the same thing. Definitely worth doing that. I mean, even your first playthrough, it's, you know, the first time I saw that there was like there were different options that I couldn't highlight, I was like, crap, and I just started maxing that out and trying to do that. So, what about the Hanar that was preaching? Did you guys find
him? Yeah, I took the Paragon route the first time, and I worked it out where I actually paid for his license. So he could go on preaching.
Yeah, I think I did too. Oh, I did. Yeah, I did do that. I paid for his stuff. That was like the very first mission I did, actually, I think.
I don't remember if I did that or not. I don't think I did that. I think I just told him that he needed to back off and let people, you know, and get his license first. And I still got Paragon for it.
Huh.
See, I don't even remember what he was talking about, though. That's the thing.
He was talking about religion.
Because it happened to me right away in the beginning, and he was talking about very specific things. And I'm like, I wonder if this is actually going to, you know, turn out to be true. You know, once more the story's revealed, but I forgot all about it.
Yeah, me too. It was like literally the first mission I did at the Citadel, I think. Because like one of the first things you see, you walk in, you see that thing there. And
one of the other really off the wall missions is you get to play like counselor to this woman and this guy. This guy is the brother of the woman's recently deceased husband.
Oh, yeah, I did that one. The first time through, I did.
Yeah, and as it turns out, you know, she's pregnant with a baby, and they're debating on whether or not to, I forget, not abort it, but have some kind of, like, immunization or something that's kind of risky.
Yeah, it was like
But you've got to, like, talk them through this, you know, weigh the pros and cons, and I'm like, hop on the couch.
Exactly.
Get comfortable.
It's like, hey, I'm a psychiatrist now. I can't wait to do that as a renegade. I need to go back and do that one. It's like, both of you, shut the fuck up.
That was one of that was probably the most weird one that I did the entire time in the Citadel.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Just out of place.
Were there any other ones that were worth mentioning?
Not the first time. Yeah. I mean, we could literally, if we go through all these missions, we could be here for 4 hours.
Yeah. Probably. And I want to try and keep this one for around an hour.
Yeah.
So what planet did you guys go to first?
I went to Navarro first. Navaria.
I went to Pharos first.
You did. My first time through, I went to Pharos first. And then my second time through, I went to Artemis Tau, because I'm going to try and get with Lord Kiara, so, yeah.
Yeah, I did Artemis last my first time through, so I had no time to build a relationship with her, so.
Yeah.
No chance of knocking the boots with her. No, blue.
Yeah, I didn't get a chance. I didn't even get a chance to either. And the worst part is that, you know how, now, did you guys pick squad members that you liked and kept them in your party pretty much
basically,
the entire time?
Basically, yeah, I used,
Go ahead.
Sorry, go ahead, Jay.
Yeah, I did. I used Rex, and I love Rex.
Rex is awesome, man. He's a tank.
Yeah, he's a badass. I used Rex and Tally.
Okay.
Throughout pretty much the entire thing, unless, you know, we I think it was on Novaria.
Mm-hmm.
And Tally, like, kind of said, you know, I think we actually need Liara for this. And you're like, oh, crap, all right. So I went back to the ship, and I got Liara in the party.
Oh man!
I never used it. I never used Liara. I never used Tally. I basically always used Ashley Williams and the dude. The
which one?
What's his face? The
Garrus, Caden?
Garrus, yeah, Garrus. Victorian? Yeah, I used Garrus in actually basically every single mission.
Gotcha.
Because I kind of wanted to build them up and just kind of...
Well, you know how at the end you get achievements for having a specific party member in, for the most of the game?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, because I did the Artemis Tau one so late, I didn't get the achievement for having Liara in my party. Because I was a soldier, so I did soldier and full tech and full biotic, which was Tali and Liara. Well, I got the achievement for Quarian, what the hell did they call it? I don't remember. But I got the achievement for her, but I didn't get the one for Liara. So I'm like, oh, fuck. And now I'm a biotic, so I'm using Garrus because he's got tech, and I don't want to use Tali again. So I'm using Garrus and I'm using Ashley.
Well, this would probably be a good time to mention another mission, but Rex, did anything happen with Rex in you guys' storylines?
At the end.
Lots. Yeah, especially at the end.
What do you...
He didn't get killed off for you guys on Vermeer?
No.
See,
he died for you on Vermeer?
Yes, that's what I wanted to talk to you guys about so long ago, and I was like, oh my god, I want to see this happen to you guys, because he actually kills him on Vermeer in my storyline.
Who?
Rex.
Who kills him?
Ashley.
Ashley kills
Ashley
him?
Does?
Yes. Shoots him in the back of the head.
What?
What?
Because what happened is... Yeah, see? This is exactly what I'm talking about, guys. This game's awesome. But right when you get on that planet, you find out how they're doing research and how they're working on a cure for that disease that the... what's Rex's species called? I can't remember. But, anyway, they all have that disease where they basically they can't have children.
Oh, right, right, right.
Krogan.
The Krogans, yeah, the Krogans. So basically their species is not evolving at all. They're just kind of, once they die off, they're died out, they're done. And Rex is on this battle. Like, he finds out that these guys are working on a cure and they possibly have a cure. The problem is, you got to destroy that facility or else, you know, Saren's going to go through with his plan and take over the galaxy kind of thing. So Rex storms off. And then he storms off and he starts shooting in the water or whatever, and he's just kind of shooting fish. And then so you have to go talk to him. And I guess my charm wasn't high enough because I tried this like five times, did every single combination. But no matter what, it always ended up in me having to shoot him because he's going to shoot me, or Ashley comes over and shoots him.
Hmm.
In fact, before he shoots me. Yeah, so I lost.
I know what part you're talking about now, though.
Yeah.
Because I actually got over there, and you actually unlock an achievement for getting through that. Yeah, for talking him down without him, having to be killed. I have a feeling this time around, though, I'm going to end up having to kill him because I'm using a renegade.
Yeah.
So, and, you know, I'm going to be intimidating him, and I'm pretty sure that Rex probably won't back down, and I'll end up having to kill him.
Something that may factor in, because I didn't have to charm or intimidate through that, and I was not nicey nice with him, and I drew my gun right away too. I'm basically like, dude, shut the fuck up, you know, we've been through a lot. But I also had him in my party almost the entire time, and I fleshed out a lot of his storyline. There were a couple like satellites that we had landed on that, you know, he had stories to tell about and whatnot, and I always made sure that I talked to him in between missions. And,
I thought he was the best character to talk to, for sure. I enjoyed what he said all the time.
Without a doubt. He was, without a doubt, the most fleshed out. Especially towards the end there. Because I felt
the Krogan race in general, I think, is just very interesting.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Most of them are just kind of dumbass mercenaries. But he certainly threw the depth in there. I don't know how much of the storyline actually came out just by talking to him in between missions or not.
I didn't really do much talking to them, to the people between missions, but I mean, I had Rex in my party. The people that I had in my party were Tali and Rex up until I got Liara.
Yeah.
So I got, there was a lot of, you know, discussion between Tali and Rex, and there was kind of friction, if I remember right.
See, I didn't notice any of that either, because, well, again, I lost Rex early and I never used Tali, so I barely ever talked to her too. So, my second time through, I'm definitely going to, because I don't have Rex in my party yet, second time through, I'm just still on the Citadel, so I'll probably use him and either Liara or Tali, because Tali is supposed to be pretty much a tank in battle and stuff, so.
Tali?
Rex.
Yeah, okay. Rex is definitely a tank. He's got hit points through the roof. Another thing I noticed is that Garrus seems to really be a character that's better for the Renegades, Shepard.
Think so?
Yeah, because if you listen to the way he feels about C-Sec and all that shit, He really would much rather just be above the law. And true. And that's kind of, the renegade Shepherd, you know, she's all, I mean, well, mine's a she, so she's like, I'm a Spectre, I can do whatever the hell I want. And that's that's the attitude behind it. And Garrus really appreciates that, so...
See, I got to stop that, because I got kind of... I got the same impression the first time through. I did not have him in my party, and I played Paragon, and Garrus was always like, you know, if we get a shot at
Saren
at the end, you know, you're going to take him out, right? And I'm like, I don't know, we'll see, blah, blah, blah. But the second time through, I'm having Garrus in my party, and I had Rex as well. So it was Rex, Garrus, and I, and we went to go kill Fist. Mm-hmm. This is on... the Citadel.
Right.
And Rex goes ahead and just shoots Fist. And Garrus was the first one to go, dude, what the hell are you doing? Yeah. Which completely contradicted everything that I thought about Garrus, that he was, you know, some extreme renegade. Get shit done. Not against, you know, doesn't follow the book.
Yeah, so I gotcha.
I'm like, whoa, what the hell?
You know what I think is funny is my second time around when I did the Fist mission, I got up to Fist and I had my pistol drawn on him, and you know, we're shooting the shit or whatever, and he's like, oh, you know, I understand, and then this I know I've done wrong, and she's like, and Shepherd, I had Ashley and Garrus with me, and Shepherd was pretty much just, you don't deserve to live, and she shoots him. I was like, that was awesome. So I actually was the one that shot Fist. And
oh, really?
The funny thing is that Garrus and Ashley both were just kind of sitting there like, okay,
huh, whatever.
And wow. None of them really cared. So, I mean, that's, man, it's kind of cool how different this shit is. I didn't realize that there were going to be so many parts that were different like this. well, since, let's, what do we got? Jason, you and I went to Ferris, what?
I was going to say, are we going to actually, should we just go with natural, whatever the hell we speak about or what we're talking about at the time, or should we go planet by planet? Because I was going to say, because that whole Rex thing happens on Vermeer, I was going to ask what you guys did also, because there's also another two decisions you make on Vermeer that basically changes the way the game is from that point on as well.
Should we jump straight to that? Because that's really kind of towards the end of the game.
True.
Depends on which route you go, but since we're on Vermeer, go for it.
All right, let's just go for Vermeer.
Yeah. So who did you decide to go with the rebels, and who did you keep with yourself?
I kept Ashley.
You kept Ashley, okay.
Same. Yeah.
I kept... The first the thing is, I meant to keep Ashley, and I did actually end up keeping Ashley, but when they give you that option to what you're going to say, I said I chose Ashley because I thought... I forgot Mass Effect's the way is you pick what you want to say, not what you want to do. So I picked Ashley on the option, but then I realized I was saying, here, Ashley, you go with them and take whatever. So I changed up after that. So I took Ashley as well to go. And then, what do you guys do?
To go with them or to go with you? I'm sorry.
To go with myself, yeah. Because I wanted to build the whole relationship between the two of us. So, you know, I wanted to get in her
you
pants.
You wanted to do her.
Exactly.
Well, I chose Ashley just because I really don't like Caden. I don't like his character.
His character.
He's just such a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
You know? And, I don't know.
My head hurts.
Yeah, I know. Shut the fuck up. I don't care about your... And I'm going to be that way when this particular Shepherd talks to him. It's going to be like, my head hurts. I don't give a shit. You have a mission to complete, you know?
Put your pants on, you pansy.
But then after you do that, you have to choose who to save.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, and Ashley, well, whoever you chose to go with you... is arming the nuke.
Yeah.
And then on the flip side, whoever you chose to go with the whatever race they were, I can't remember what race they were.
Solarians.
The Solarians. Whoever you tell to go with the Solarians is asking for help, and you have to decide who to help.
Yeah.
So you guys already know that I don't like Caden, so I chose Ashley.
Same here. Yeah.
But your Ashley was with the Solarians, right?
My Ashley?
No.
My Ashley was with me. I changed it around afterwards.
Oh.
My friend did the opposite. He took Caden with him, and Ashley was with the Solarians, and he ended up going to save Ashley. So
see, that's what I'm going to do this time. That's what I'm going to do this time.
I'm
going to
tell. Do the second time too.
I'm going to tell Ashley to go with the Solarians, and then I'm going to go save Ashley.
Yeah.
No, wait. I can't do that because Ashley's the one I always have in my party. Shit. Damn it.
Well, then, okay, also, what did you guys do with Saren on that? Did you talk him down or did you fight him?
I ended up having to fight him.
Yeah, we had to fight, but I tried talking him down.
Can you talk him down?
You can't talk him down at that point.
There, oh, yeah. See, I wasn't able to talk him down. I tried.
Yeah, I tried to. Yeah. Couldn't do it, so I had to fight him as well.
You definitely got the sense that there was something deeper going on, that he wasn't really in full and total control. So.
Exactly.
Well, no, I mean, it's... Yeah, I totally agree. The Reapership is fucking him up big time. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I really liked the Vermeer mission. That was
It's probably my favorite. I think it probably was my favorite overall.
Yeah. Aesthetically, just that's where, it was one of the best, too. I liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah, the one I think the one I disliked the most was probably Novaria, just because... I mean, it's cool. The second half of it is cool, but the first half, you're walking around and talking to everybody. I mean, it's like being on the Citadel again. It's like, great, I'm going through all these stupid side missions again.
I didn't like the mission where you got Lyra, that planet. That was my least favorite.
Oh, really?
I guess that was very, yeah, I didn't like that. I'm
trying to think of what else happened out there.
Nothing
really.
It's the most boring planet.
Yeah, that was kind of boring, actually, now that I think about it, because all you're doing is you drive up to a gate... And you kill everything and you open the gate. And then you drive to the mine. And you go over a couple bridges or whatever. And then you drive up to the mine and you kill everything and you go down the mine. Yeah, and then you save Lyra and you go back up the elevator.
There is kind of a boss fight of sorts, like right before you go into the mine, which is kind of cool. Because you gotta definitely use cover.
That's
right, yeah.
That's right. It's you versus the what you call it.
There's like two armatures or something like that. There's a couple destroyers and then the hoppy dudes, and it's like six geth that you've got to kill.
Wow. I had two of the hoppy dudes and two of the shock troopers, I think. Mm-hmm. And then I had the armature.
Was it just one armature? Or?
Yeah, it was just one.
Is that the first time through or the second time through?
This is my second time through. I had just one. And it's on hard.
Huh. Oh, weird.
Yeah. That is weird. But, I might be
totally making shit up. I don't know.
Yeah, I think when I did it too.
I have to tell you, I am really liking being a biotic though, because it's just like...
Oh, it's fun, eh?
Oh, man. I am just...
Do you have lift? Do you have your lift maxed out?
Oh, at the end of the Lyra mission, when you have to fight that Krogan... Yeah. He comes out. It's the Krogan. It's two shock troopers. It's a sniper and a rocket guy, right? Yeah. And I remember this so well because I just finished this like yesterday. So as soon as the battle starts, I pull up my menu and I'm like, okay, I'm gonna lift you, and then I'll push you, and I'm gonna stasis you, and then I'll go and I'll warp him, and then I kill him, and then I turn on Carnage and like destroy some other guy. And then it ended up like I used like five different biotic abilities, and the fight was over within like 3 minutes. It was or like 2 minutes. It was awesome. But I am really, really enjoying being a biotic. I honestly feel like I'm a Sith with an assault rifle.
Yeah, really? It's pretty cool.
See, I haven't tried the biotics just yet, and I didn't get Lyra until later on my first time through, so I didn't get to really experience lift all that much because Rex didn't really use it at all.
I don't.
It's like dampen a lot. I don't know if he gets it or not or what, but he was kind of biotic.
Yeah, he had biotics, but I don't think he had lift. I think he had throw and maybe warp.
Really?
Yeah. But there's six biotic abilities. There's throw, lift, warp, singularity, barrier, and stasis, I think.
Yeah.
And I'm it's like every time I get in a battle, I'm trying to use all of them. You know, because I want to unlock those achievements. I'm not an achievement whore by any means, but if I have a game and there's achievements that I know I can get, I'll get them.
Yeah, and to make the game's fun too, you want to do it. So. Yeah,
and it's one of those things where like, go ahead.
It's a short term goals. You know, it's like instant gratification almost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's like, so you're not like grinding.
You see it come up, and it's like, yay, I did that, and it gives you a chance to experience more than just one thing. You know, it's like when I was I would have stayed with assault rifles the entire time, the first time through, if it wasn't for the achievements, because, you know, I enjoyed using the assault rifle. I would have been like an assault rifle and a sniper guy, and that was it. But, you know, I killed 150 guys, and the achievement pops up, and I'm like, oh, I didn't know that was in there. And then I switched weapons, and I broke out the shotgun, and I was just walking around blowing people away with the shotgun. Yeah.
Did you get all of them the first time through? All the weapons?
Yeah, I did.
Achievements? You did?
Yeah, I did.
Mm-hmm. I think they carry over.
I think they do too.
I think your kill count actually carries over because I set it over and I got my. Because I never got the pistol the first time through, so I was focusing on that.
right away at the Citadel within a couple fights.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that they do. So I'm expecting my first aid one to pop up at any moment. Because I didn't get my first aid one the first time through.
Cool. All right. Storyline. Jeff was going to say something, though, I think.
Yeah, I was going to say, what was the first big decision you guys had to make? So you guys went to Pharos first, right? Both of you?
Actually, right. my first big decision, I think, was a side quest.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. It was, I can't remember what side quest it was, but it was one of the ones out in the galaxy, and there's a guy that has a gun drawn. It's a soldier that has a gun drawn on a civilian, like a doctor or something like that, I think. And I didn't have my charm or my intimidate high enough. And this is the point where I decided that I needed to put more into charm. So he had his gun drawn, and you know, Shepard's like, "Well, I can't let you kill him." And he breaks out his gun and he just shoots him. I'm like, "Damn it!" Yeah, it's like, so I mean, it totally fucked up what I was trying to do. And that's the point where I had to where I decided to put all my charm in. And now I'm hoping to get to that again and start using my intimidate and see what happens.
Do you remember what mission that is? That sounds pretty cool.
I don't. But it was a side mission, and there was it's out in the first. If you go, like, you know where Pharos is, I consider that like the top of the galaxy. And I started at the very top of the galaxy and did all the systems up there, and basically weaved in and out and hit Pharos first. And that's how I did my story missions. I would just weave in and out of all the systems, and when I hit a storyline mission, then I would do the storyline mission.
Okay.
So. And that's why I ended up getting Liara last. And I couldn't hook up with her because by the time I saved Ashley's ass, she forced herself upon me and was like, "Dude, get off me, God."
Yeah, there is no like instant like take Liara to bar, get her drunk, take her home option, unfortunately. Yeah. You actually had to work on that shit.
Did you guys do all this since I'm going to skip up to Pharos because Jason and I said we both did those first. Did you guys do all the side quests that were in Pharos, like getting the energy cells and turning the water back on and all that crap?
I did turn the water back on. That's one.
Yeah,
I did that by accident.
Seemed pretty redundant to me, actually.
Yeah.
There wasn't much going on in Pharos, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, Pharos was pretty much straight through, and you get to the end and you fight the Thorian. And
How many guys did you save? Did you save all of them?
I think I killed one. Yeah, I think I killed one.
I think I only ended up saving half of them or something like that because I ran out of grenades, so I didn't know. I didn't realize at the time you could stun them.
Yeah.
So I had no idea. So I ended up killing half of them.
I totally forgot about that. I'm so excited about going through that mission now as a renegade because I'm just gonna run through and shoot them all. It's gonna be great. It's like try to save the civilians. Fuck that. He's coming at me like a fucking zombie. I'm gonna kill him.
Damn right.
Oh, that'll be fun. I'll get lots of renegade points for that.
I
can't really think of anything else that happened on Pharos.
There was the side
mission where you find that little itty-bitty colony, probably about six people or something.
Oh, that's right.
The lady's daughter is still in the research facility, and you got to find her and bring her out.
I remember that. And the guy goes crazy, right? The guy doesn't like you there or something like that.
Yeah, and by the time you come back, he's starting to take over the place. And because he worked at the research facility and bad shit was going on there, so he was trying to cover it up or whatnot. So.
They were the ones underneath the bridge, right? Or underneath the winter drive and the
when you go
Mako.
Through the tunnels.
Yeah, it's like a hole, remember that. I can't remember if I got that.
Extracurricular activity that I could really think of.
What do you guys do with the reporter? Because that's kind of like not really on a specific planet, but did you give the interview?
The one on the Citadel?
Yeah. I did as a Paragon.
And
as a renegade, I told her to piss off.
Look, I want to see what it's like, because I remember some of the options you had when she was asking you questions. You could kind of go renegade and Paragon. I can't wait to do that in renegade and just kind of tell her, basically, she's an idiot.
I was annoyed at that, because when I went up to her, I told her basically to piss off and I didn't want to do the interview, and I didn't get any renegade points for it. And I'm like, what the hell?
I think you got to go ahead and just answer the questions that way, because it's just funny how... Yeah. A couple hours later, you'll be in the elevator and you'll be hearing what is actually on the news, which is kind of cool. It's like, so-and-so had an interview with Commander Shepard, and then it has, like, her talking about it. It's pretty cool. And I want to see what happens when you just totally piss her off in the interview and see what happens.
I messed that up.
I'm going to try that, too.
I might try. Instead of telling her to piss off, I'll actually do it, and then
Don't tell her to piss off because that doesn't work. is that the only time you get a chance to do that? I mean,
that's the only time I remember her coming up. She asked for the interview, and I was like, okay, why not? And then it's funny because if you want to get the Paragon where you answer all the questions that are so, you know, the cliche answers, this kind of thing, like no comment or can't comment, and it's rumor, speculation, or everything. So it's just kind of funny how it's just so generic. But some of the Renegade answers were really funny, and I wanted to do it because I wanted to have like play somewhat good. Mostly the first time I didn't do them, so.
I messed that one up. I hopefully I'll get a chance to talk to her again, because I know I'm going to end up going back to the Citadel because I have to talk to the fan again.
Oh, see, I didn't have the fan.
I talked to the fan twice the first time, and I was really nice to him, and then I never got a chance to go talk to him a third time. But apparently the third time is when you complete the mission. This time I've already talked to him twice, and the second time I like grabbed him by the throat and I'm like, leave me the hell alone. And you know, when you do it as a Renegade, he's like, oh, the high and mighty, you know, Spectre. And he's like, I'll show you. And I'm like, oh, I wonder what this is going to turn into. I'm actually looking forward to going back to the Citadel and talking to him again.
I think he was the one where I finally got my achievement, like win an impossible situation with Charm or Intimidate.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think so.
See, that's that. I got that with Rex. With Rex.
Yeah.
There was a mission, and I can't remember. I want to say it was Novaria. It was like the second half of Novaria, where there's like it's a restricted area. This is where it's the mission where you fight Liara's mother.
Okay. Yes. Yeah.
What's her name? Like,
it's also the same one. It's the same mission too. Where is that the one where you have to decide whether or not to kill that entire species? Keep them alive.
Oh, yeah. Yes. That's exactly it. The Thorians, I think it was, actually. On that mission, and this was hilarious to me, there's a part where you go into the prison cells, and there's a guard outside, and, you know, you look in the prison cells, and then all of a sudden you turn around and there's someone standing there, and come to find out, they killed the guard outside. Did that happen for you guys?
No, what I did was I let one of the guys out. He convinced me to let him out, but the second I let him out, he attacked me.
Yeah, there's actually one guy that you can let out, and he doesn't attack you, I think.
Oh, but really?
This was a different situation. It was one of the other cells.
Yeah, the first guy that I talked to seemed a little crazy, and I think Tally stepped in and said, I don't feel real good about this.
Yeah.
And I decided to leave him in there. I'm like, okay.
Tally is like the eternal voice of reason. She really is. But no, so this guy, like, showed up in this, like, in the prison block, and apparently killed the guard outside, because I walk outside and the guard's laying on the ground. Well, there's a part later where there's like a door that's to a restricted area, and you can't open the door, or you have to do like a decryption to open the door. And if you decrypt the door, then the sirens go off and all the guards are coming after you.
Oh shit.
Well, I actually I didn't realize that I had done something wrong by this point. I'm walking around and I'm killing all the guys that are firing at me. And I get all the way back to that part, to that prison block, and the dead guard on the floor is still on the floor with gunfire coming out of his gun. No shit. And I could not stop this battle because he was already dead. I couldn't shoot him again.
Oh no!
It was hilarious. I'm like, wow. I'm pretty sure this is a glitch.
And see, I was lucky playing through Mass Effect. Of everything I read, people. Like, there's a lot of glitches in the game. Apparently, I didn't run into any. Like, my game didn't freeze on me once. I had none of the problems with me walking through walls or getting caught in objects. I was just really lucky.
Oh, I had...
You weren't the only one. I never had any real hard locks or anything like that. Mm-hmm. I mean, the worst thing that I experienced was the frame rate issues during combat.
Yeah,
that's it.
Exactly. Same here.
I've had... My game is frozen up several times. Actually, this morning when I was playing it, it froze up on me, and that's what made me stop. And I switched over to Pixel Junk Monsters, which I downloaded, but I'll talk about that next week. And then something else that happened to me, and I think it happened this morning as well, is on the on Artemis Tau. There's you go through those bridges, and one of the bridges I went through, and I went to run over one of the Geth. And, you know, I didn't, I think I took like one shot. I think the Mako took like one shot. All of a sudden it just, it just gave me the game over music and said, you know, critical mission failure. I'm like, what? I didn't do anything. What are you talking about? So I had to do, you know, I reloaded it, and it turned out that I was, you know, back at the security gate, and I'm like, well, I'm not going to
do
that. So I just shut it off, and I did it again this, that was last night, and then I did that part again this morning. But yeah, so I've had a couple of those glitches happen, and the freezes get really annoying. That's the reason I stopped playing it this morning, is because it froze up on you again.
Weird. Okay, well, should we get to what about the end? We talk about mainly the planets, all the planets, right? The main.
I think
one.
So, yeah. But all the interesting stuff about
Pharos, Artemis, Novaria,
Vermeer, Ilos.
Ilos, yeah, we got to go to. Well,
what happened on Ilos?
So yeah, after we.
Ilos was the Perothian ruins, really.
Is it? And, how do you pronounce it? I thought Perothian. It was Perothian.
It is Perothian. What did I say?
Perothian?
I thought I said Perothian. Sorry. That's where you find.
This is the big reveal.
Yeah.
Oh, when you find out that that thing is being controlled by the Reapers, not
right.
The Reapers. Okay.
Well, I mean, you knew that Sovereign was a Reaper.
You knew the Sovereign was a Reaper.
You knew kind of the general gist of the storyline. You know, the Protheans were wiped out by the Reapers or whatnot.
But this is where you find out that the Reapers are actually the ones that control everything.
Yeah, and they're coming back.
Yeah, and that they're coming back. So. So you go through that, and then you hit the basically the mini mass relay at the end that shoots you to the Citadel, which the Citadel is the conduit, right? Doesn't the Citadel turn out to be? Yeah, I couldn't remember if it was actually the conduit, but
the Citadel is a mass relay, and it's only active once the Keepers. You know, once the Reapers, you know, send signal to the Keepers are supposed to, you know, turn this thing on, but they didn't. And that's why they needed the conduit somehow.
That's right.
I don't know. But, yeah, the big, there was, like, an AI that you talked to in Ilos that gave you, like, a data disk that, you know, you can use at the Citadel to kind of stop things, stop Saren and whatnot.
And then
jump conduit.
Trying to think if there were any other big decisions.
Citadel. I don't think there were any decisions on that one.
No, I think that's pretty much preset.
Yeah, and then that's when it gets into the end, the last like hour and a half or so.
Yeah, that was cool. That entire area, that entire the revisit to the Citadel, that entire sequence was awesome. Yeah, I mean, I had so much fun doing that. Yeah,
I just love when you're fighting when Sovereign's basically attached itself to the Citadel and you're kind of walking towards it and you're fighting guys on the way and it's just so you see them in the distance like slowly crawling down like so awesome.
Yeah,
the thing's huge and
because you get like blown out of the elevator and you're like in space but there's a small amount of gravity so you're like walking up the side.
Yes.
Yeah, no, I think I think they had magnetic boots or something, didn't they?
I don't know.
Because you
but
were running
way,
the same
was...
way that you would normally run. I don't know.
Yeah.
So it's tough to say.
Oh, there is one more major decision at the very end after you...
Well, there's two more.
Yeah, two big ones at the very end.
Two big ones at the end, yeah.
That's right. There are two more. But there's the one where Joker needs to come get you, basically. And the war is going on, basically, outside. And what did you guys tell Joker to do as far as the council ship?
I told him to protect the council ship.
Yeah, I did too.
Damn it.
I know, I wish I didn't. Well, I'm not going to this time, because now I'm going to be the whole alien racist against aliens and fuck the council and help
Yeah, fuck the council. I want to see what happens. It's like, she'll become the council. It's like, I am the council now. okay, so then I'm pretty sure I know what the answer to this question is going to be. Who did you guys pick to be on the council?
Like, can I back up a second?
Go ahead.
With Saren, right when you see Saren and he kind of backs off and he hops on his little hoverboard or something like that.
Yeah.
And you go through the dialogue sequence. Mine ended with him shooting himself in the head.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mine did.
Same for you.
Yeah, and you know what? I was like, at that point, I was like, well, I know that can't be it.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, no, I had to fight him, and then he didn't shoot himself in the head because I didn't have my charm up enough to make him realize he was being controlled, so...
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so then I ended up... Well, I guess you guys had to fight him too again, though, right, when he goes that kind of like Super Saren or whatever.
Yeah, when he turns into... When he basically becomes the robotic Saren.
Yeah.
Saren the Geth, that's basically what I think it is.
Basically, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, like you, Jason, Saren shot himself in the head, and at that point I was like, well, that was pretty non-climactic, you know, what happened with that? And then I was like, well, that can't be it. Something else is going to happen. And then Saren comes back.
He was a bitch. Not that necessarily hard, but it just took a long time to beat him for me.
Well, I'll tell you what. Liara made it a lot easier.
No, really?
Man, she was messing him up, man. He got lifted like 8 times. And I mean, because I maxed out all of her stuff. I mean, she was basically, I think she had master lift, master throw. Because I got all my characters to level 50. So, I mean, Liara was just messing him up bad. So it was like, as he was floating away, I'm sitting here trying to shoot him in the air while he's floating by, and I actually had very little problem with Saren at the end. Because of that, I think.
And I had a little bit of problem. It was
most
just,
likely.
Yeah, he was just kind of hard to keep a bead on.
Yeah, and the frame rate wasn't exactly the best during that battle either, so it was kind of hard to get him in your sights.
I'm looking forward to the second time through to see how if I can do what Liara was doing, basically. Because I'll tell you what, Ashley is a good character to have in your party if you are not a soldier, because she messes people up too, you know. And do you guys? Oh, here's a question: did you guys have your party on active?
What do you mean? As in, like, do it themselves?
Yeah, let them do whatever abilities they want to use.
Yeah, I had them on active.
Yeah, me too.
I basically only told him to do stuff when it was desperate need.
Yeah, I gotcha.
So who do we pick? I picked Anderson.
I picked Anderson too.
I did too.
Yeah, I don't think even if I am a renegade, I don't think I'm gonna pick that other douchebag.
Yeah, I can't. Fucking politician.
Like, I already know the ending if you do the opposite. Choice that we all did, where we decided to save the council instead of
you already know escape, the ending.
Whatever. I already know basically what happened. It's like a minor thing. I don't know. This is a spoiler show, so does it matter to you guys? Or do you guys?
No, it doesn't matter.
No, go for it.
Yeah, basically the council gets wiped out, and you get to, instead of choosing who joins the council, you just pick who is the person who's going to run the new council. So,
gotcha.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
That's the only difference really there.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
I'm wondering what happens. Well, I guess it really doesn't matter. What happens if you pick the politician to be on the council instead of the captain?
I don't know. Did you guys pick?
Nothing really happens when you pick Anderson. You just kind of walk off.
And, yeah,
exactly.
So we don't know.
Anderson gives a little speech.
If this does carry over to the next game, then we'll.
See
what happens.
Man, I can't wait to see if they can pull that off.
No,
that'd be awesome. Especially because. That brings me back to the first decision when I asked you guys what was the first decision you guys had to do, the big one. Mine was whether or not to destroy the Thorians or whatever.
That's what I figured you were talking about. I remember going through that and I'm like, I'll bet you this is what Jeff was talking about.
Exactly.
So what did you do in that point?
I wiped them out.
Did you?
Because I just didn't trust it. I'm like, this thing tried to kill me the entire level. It's like killing everybody, and then now it's like it's taking them, like, this dead body, and it's communicating me through this dead body and whatever. I'm like, I don't trust the thing, so I just wiped it out.
Well, actually, that thing wasn't trying to kill you. It was the offspring that were, you know, separated from, you know, the queen, as it were.
Yeah.
And they hadn't been brought up properly, so they were going crazy. They were the ones that were trying to kill you.
And right. That's queen, if you fell for its tricks, Jason.
Well, I let it go.
Its tricks.
I let it go. Jason, did you let it go too?
I let it go. And who was pissed? Rex was really pissed about that.
He was pissed about that call.
Yeah, I killed it. I was like, fuck it. And that's what I'm hoping the next one, I'm hoping that has an effect, because it didn't have any effect for the game at all. But that was the first one. I was like, yeah, it's pretty cool. But I'm hoping in the sequel that based on what you did on that, these things will or will not exist. And like Chris said, like, if they can pull this off, and if you can take your character and your decisions you made, bring that to the sequel and actually have it affect the game from the get-go, that would be amazing. And something that no other game's ever done before.
That would be pretty cool. I'm looking forward to that. I mean, the thing is that this is the second game that this happened for me this year. Uncharted and Mass Effect, neither of them was I really excited about when I first heard about them. You know, I was just, you know, I saw the previews and everything, and I was like, oh, great. And then I played Mass Effect, and it was just like, crap, when's the next one coming out?
Yeah.
You know? And I keep hearing, I heard that, like, BioWare was working on another project that wasn't KOTOR or Mass Effect, why?
No.
Yeah, exactly.
Son of bitches, get back to work.
That's right. Get back to work. You should be working on either KOTOR or Mass Effect. I don't give a shit about anything else. But
put down the Sonic RPG. Yeah, you don't need that.
I don't give a shit about a Sonic RPG. There hasn't been a good Sonic game in years. It's okay.
We'll live.
So what did you guys... Pros and cons of the game overall.
Pros and cons. Well, biggest pro for me. Mm-hmm. All of your characters get experience points. Period. That's
no
biggest,
matter
biggest
what.
Pro for me. Yeah, yeah. No matter what.
That's cool.
Yeah. What do you guys think?
Pro definitely is the very multi-layered, tiered, dynamic story.
Yeah.
I love the choices that you have to make, and you know, just talking to you guys about what's different.
Yeah.
That's a very large layer of complexity that definitely makes this game unique.
And it's enhanced by the fact that everything's, you know, audio. It's, you know, it's spoken lines of dialogue, and it's more often than not, it's very good, and it's a lot better than, you know, most other video games out there.
Yeah, except for like the sex scene. Everything else was pretty good dialogue.
We didn't really talk about the sex scene.
Yeah. Oh God.
I think we'll talk about that later. We'll get that later. Last bit.
Okay, that's fine. We'll do that last then.
Jeff, another pros.
I honestly think that another pro is the combat system, and I definitely think that it needs to be refined.
Yeah.
But I think they are on the right track. They just need to fine tune it more. It took me a while to get used to the way that the cover was because I went straight from Uncharted to Mass Effect, and but yeah, I think they're on the right track. And I liked it. A lot of people complained about the combat. I liked it.
It was simplistic, but much more advanced than I think even KOTOR. I think it worked. I really do. There were lots of glitches, and I agree wholeheartedly that it needs to be tweaked a ton. But I think they got it down. You know.
Well, I really suggest that you guys go in the right direction because I am having a ton of fun with the combat system as a Biotic. Mm-hmm. It was Jeff. What do you got?
The number one thing I have to say is the dialogue, the way that dialogue is spoken in terms of what you're choosing, like the dialogue trees. I love the way it's done in Mass Effect over any other, like even KOTOR or anything. I love that you don't have to just read what your response is going to be, hit the button, then you just basically hear what the other guys have to say and reply to that. But I love how it just gives you basically an emotion. It just made the game flow a lot more, and I thought that's what kept me interested, is when every time I got into a conversation, I felt like it was myself getting into this conversation, I would say what actually I felt like saying at that time.
Yeah.
And I just thought the way it was done was awesome. I'm disappointed in the fact that a lot of stuff they showed early, they took out, like interrupting guys in mid-sentence or whatnot, and like grabbing them by the throat or just cutting them off. And I guess for technical reasons, obviously, that'd probably be pretty hard. And hopefully they can get that into the second one, but that was, I think, number one that just kind of kept it flowing for me from beginning to end.
Awesome, definitely. But yeah, well, the original thought for this game was amazingly ambitious.
Oh god, and, yeah.
I mean,
the whole galaxy.
They didn't come close to what they were talking about. Well, they did a good job, but it wasn't what they were talking about. But it was still great, and I think that's important to note, is that even though they didn't reach all of the goals that they wanted to reach, the game was still fabulous.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, cons. What do you think? Let's not really a con list, but I'm more interested in like, what do you guys think they need to change for the next one?
They have to change their inventory, the way the inventory is all done. I think it was like clunky, like especially compared to KOTOR. KOTOR did it pretty well, and then they totally changed it up for this. That was pretty clunky and kind of not intuitive at all. It took me a while to figure out how to select all the different weapons and get this different kind of ammo in there and the guns, how to get in and out of the screens.
Yeah, I find myself, like, especially when I'm trying to attach upgrades, it's like you go down the list of your upgrades and then there's not really a back button. You have to go all the way back up to the upgrade that you selected and hit select again. And that's kind of...
Yeah,
I didn't even think about that as one of my cons, but that's you're right about that. That's definitely true. Jason, what do you think?
Cons, you know, there was an awful lot of hype. You mentioned that, you know, it was extremely ambitious, and I think I was looking, you know, for that sort of thing. I've also mentioned on previous shows that I kind of got the Star Control 2 feeling.
Yeah, me too.
You know, when you're out exploring the planets. However, it was very limited. You know?
Yeah.
There were only some planets that you could scan.
There's like
some
one
that you could
planet.
Land on, and it was all kind of cookie cutter.
you know, when you actually got down to the planet. Chris has mentioned this too.
Yeah.
You know, the aesthetics change a little bit, but really you're looking for, you know, debris, you're looking to mine stuff. And then, you know, when you actually get into like a little level or something, it's like usually the same map. And,
yeah.
That was extremely disappointing that they didn't flesh that out more. And maybe they just didn't have the time, but that's definitely my biggest gripe about the whole thing.
Yeah, I actually have that on
really, really reward you for exploring everything. Other than like maybe an achievement.
I agree. But yeah, I have that on my list too. This is probably something minor, but I'm going to mention it anyway. What one of the things that really annoyed me was decrypting. Because it's like, you walk up to stuff and it says easy decryption. I'm like, all right, cool. So you try and manually override. And at the beginning of the game, it's a 3-button sequence. Mm-hmm. In the middle of the game, it's a 5-button sequence. And then at the end of the game, it's a 7-button sequence. It's like, easy should be 3, average should be 5, and difficult should be 7.
Yeah.
And then it's like, why is it getting harder to manually override as my decrypt skill is going
up? Goes up. Exactly.
I mean, I just think that is, it's amazingly retarded. I mean, it's backwards. I mean, as I said, it's a minor thing, but it's something that, like, every time I get to, like, a box that I, or like a weapons locker or something like that, it's like, oh, fuck, I gotta do this again, you know? And I think that's something they definitely need to fix.
I agree. That seemed pretty pointless.
Yeah.
That was pretty retarded.
And then why is it that with this super advanced ship that is the Normandy, I have this little RV with a gun on it? Where's my shuttle pod? Where is my shuttle pod that I can fly around and avoid having to drive over these stupid ass mountains that make
no sense. I don't think the Normandy was all that big though.
I mean, it was pretty small.
Walk around it. Yeah, I don't think there would be room for
I didn't like them. That same thing they improved too is the whole Mako thing. Well, some people thought it was fun. I thought the controls were way too loose, and I found fighting in that thing pretty boring.
That thing was so bouncy.
Yeah, it was very bouncy. You hit like a pebble, and you were bouncing all over the place.
Yeah, and then you far too fall, and you fall too far, and one of your wheels starts glowing red. It's like, oh no, my wheel.
Yeah.
One of the things that was one of the things the Mako is like, whenever you had to fight a Thrasher ball in the Mako, it's like every once in a while it would pop up right in front of you and you'd hit it and it'd be like, game over.
Yeah,
actually, that happened to you guys.
I saw that once. What?
Actually, you know what?
Like 10 of those things.
I never saw that. What are those things?
Thrasher balls?
Yeah.
They're like these huge ass worms that pop out of the ground.
I never saw one the entire game. I remember reading about them. That's good that you brought that up.
You didn't do many of the side quests though, did you?
I hardly did any of the side quests.
Yeah, and that's why you didn't. If you didn't land on a lot of the planets, then there's actually
there were a couple instances where it was tied into, you know, the side story. Like you'd have to go, you know, find an emergency beacon, and as it turns out, it was like a trap or something, and they had put one of these Thresher Maw things there to fight you.
Yeah,
Other times it just seemed like random encounter.
Yeah, I agree.
I'd get into a wide open area, and then all of a sudden, Thresher Maw would come up for no reason.
Right. There's one mission, General Kahoto, I think his name was. Something like that. But you land on the planet and there's a distress signal and you try and drive towards the distress signal and the Thrasher Maw pops up and you kill the Thrasher Maw and then you look at the Marines and it's this general's men. And then you go back to the Citadel and you talk to him and he explains what's going on and you tell him, oh yeah, your men are dead. You know, and it turns out that it was a setup, and someone put a distress beacon there, and the Marines landed and drove their Mako there and got killed by the Thrasher Maw.
No shooting.
And it starts out with being such a small side quest, but it actually unfolds. You know, there's probably 3 or 4 more after that where you've got to track down the people that set it, this and that. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. Oh crap!
Another right. What?
Nothing. I think I actually I think I might miss out on those missions. Because of the way that I handled the other one.
Oh, really?
No, well.
Yeah. Okay, so one thing
still back there.
Oh, are they? Okay. I'll have to go check it out.
One thing I hope they do that I wish they did in the first one is flesh out more of the villain side of everything. Like, Saren started off like such a badass, and I found that he was in the beginning of the story quite a bit. Then it kind of disappears for a long chunk, and you don't hear anything about him. Or you hear about him, but you don't see him. You don't see what's going on their side. And with every villain, it felt like you saw them in like a cutscene, then you fought them, they were dead. And then Saren, you found out, was being controlled by this other, what's it called?
The Reaper?
The Sovereign. Yeah, the Sovereign. And then it kind of feels like, okay, he's not really evil, he's being controlled. So I want them to actually have like a some kind of villain in the second one, and I want them to flesh out his side more or her side more and make them show how evil they are, how bad they are. Because, like, really, I had that at the beginning of the game, and then after a while, kind of once I realized Saren's not really that much of a bad guy, he's being controlled, I was like, kind of like, meh. Kind of like, all right, now I'm just fighting some kind of alien life form thing, like any typical other science fiction story.
Yeah, I got you.
It was like kind of like in the new Star Wars movies where they kind of Darth Maul was really badass and they kill him off and then you never see anything.
Oh, don't even get me started. Please don't mention that. Oh my God. Darth Maul is probably the best Sith they ever had and it was...
Yeah.
Fuck. Anyway, moving on. That's it for my con list, really.
Yeah,
the decryption was the biggest thing, I think, at the top. At that and the maps of the side mission, but Jason mentioned that. So
yeah. And they can all improve
for the loss.
Yeah. And then we can go with all the technical problems too, but that can all be fixed too.
Oh yeah, definitely. So. I mean, we've talked about the frame rate enough. I don't think
many
we need
times.
To mention that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. It's not a great technical achievement. I mean, you know, graphics wise, I don't want to say not a great technical achievement because they leaps and bounds above other like dialogue tree structures.
I think it is a technical achievement, but it's not graphically.
In that respect.
Yeah it's not a graphical technical achievement.
No.
Did you guys turn the film grain off?
Yes, I did the first time. The second time I'm playing through with it on.
I had it on the first time, and then I turned it off, and I'm like, wow, this looks so much better.
It helped with the shadowing.
Yeah, it did. Because the shadowing looked stupid ass. It looked horrible with the grain on.
Mm-hmm. Especially when I was jumping back and forth between Mass Effect and Uncharted. And I'm like,
oh, God.
That is really bad looking.
Oh, nasty. All right, so we all had sex with Ashley, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Did her hard.
Did she pretty much force herself upon you?
Yeah, pretty much.
We played cat and mouse. Are you kidding me?
Did she really?
Force herself. Yeah, I had to like go after her.
Man,
do you remember? Was there a like a scene right before you guys had sex where
you get interrupted?
No, actually, this is later on. This is where you're kind of standing off and like nobody's gonna make the first move, but they both want to.
Yeah.
She kind of steps forward and you're like, you know, get over here. And she's like, no. You have to come over here. So she was teasing. She was playing around.
Yeah, I didn't.
She didn't like launch herself at me.
She was launched. Totally launched herself. It was horrible because it was right after Vermeer because I remember it was like or maybe it was after Ilos. There was no way for me to get back to Liara. I was trying to get with Liara. You know, I was setting everything up and you know I had a conversation with Liara and. I think I tried the conversation like two or three times, and it was one of those things where she was like, "Oh well, I don't know. I think we might be moving too fast." And I'm like, "Oh fuck you, damn tease!" And you know, so that's basically the way it happened. But oh, the dialogue is horrible.
Oh, it's terrible, especially right afterwards. Just like
the love scene dialogue. I'm sorry, the love scene dialogue in Mass Effect is worse than the romance dialogue in Episode 3, Star Wars Episode.
Oh,
What did they say in yours? What did they say? Oh. I gotta hear this.
This was my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a new way to. I think it was something like. That's a different way of saying drop and give me 20.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Turns around and said, "You want to make it 40?" I'm like, "Oh, God, you gotta be kidding me!"
Yeah.
What the hell was that? Oh, it was horrible. As I told you guys, I think I told you guys on the show, I don't remember, but there was one part, it was when this entire part was playing out. My roommate Josh and my fiance Crystal were sitting there watching it, and about I think that was the part, and all three of us at the same time were just like, "Oh, it was horrible."
Yeah, it's terrible.
Oh, man,
I like the line right before you guys do it, and she was like, "You know, the galaxy really needs you," and one of your choices for in the dialogue tree is like, "Well, the galaxy may need me, but I need you by my side."
That's right.
I chose that because I thought it was hilarious, and she was like, "That was really lame."
That's what I liked about Ashley. She made fun of you for being cheesy.
I know.
That's awesome. I didn't choose any of the cheesy like really? Decisions.
I was like Jay. I chose cheesiness, and it got me laid. So hey,
it's worked in the past. So
now, I'm assuming that as the chick, your choices are Liara or Caden.
Yeah, and I love how they get away on the whole Liara thing because it's technically not a lesbian relationship because they can mate with anybody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. Well, no, it's because they're monogendered.
Well, exactly. Yeah,
they're not actually gender, female. So.
Exactly.
They're monogendered, and they happen to.
I don't know. I don't know. So you have to do Caden, or that's one of the options.
Yeah.
I think Caden is if you're a female. Shepherd. And yeah, Caden is the other choice. And I'm going to kill him off, so hopefully
yeah,
I'll...
I'm killing him off right away, so...
You know they're going to be, like, hot and heavy and shit, and then all of a sudden he's going to go, not tonight, honey, I have a headache.
Yeah, I have a headache. It's so true.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, I'm enjoying the second playthrough. I just finished Artemis Tau, and I think I did, like, one other... Wait, I finished Artemis Tau, I went back to the Citadel, and completed a couple side quests at the Citadel, and now I'm getting ready to go back and start doing other side quests, or I might just move on to Pharos. Ooh. I haven't decided.
I'm in about the same spot.
Gotcha. But yeah, now I'm excited about doing Pharos because I'm just going to kill all those guys. Oh, I sound like such an asshole. Okay.
Oh, you are.
Well, yeah. Well, cool. What else? You guys have anything else?
No.
I want to hear what you guys want for the second one. What do you anticipate for the second one? Storyline?
Like storyline?
Technically wise, what?
Well, technically, I've got the frame rate better be better. I think the second one's going to be two discs.
Think so?
I think it is. I think it's going to be two discs.
Yeah, that'll be all fun with that. Because it's not very, it is still kind of linear, even though it is kind of open in terms of what you do. But yeah. Main storyline's pretty linear. So I think they can get away with doing it for two discs.
Yeah, they can. And you know, the way it is with, I mean, this one was still kind of linear, even though you can go to any of the first three missions. Yeah. But, like, Vermeer didn't open up until you did at least two of them or something,
yeah, right.
Right?
Yeah, you have to do two planets, yeah.
So that's something that could be, you know, they can duplicate some of the quests on both discs and have, like, okay, well, this is the beginning quests and these are the end quests or something
yeah,
like that.
Exactly.
So, you know, they could get away with it, I think. Mm-hmm. But they would have to have all the side missions.
Discs back and forth.
No,
yeah,
no,
it'll be a pain in the ass.
They won't do it that way. There's no game has ever been able to do that on consoles, so if Mass Effect's the first, I'll be very disappointed.
I agree. But I do think the next one will be two discs.
Yeah, I do want it to be definitely longer for the main storyline, because like I said, my friend got through the whole entire main storyline like 7 or 8 hours without doing anything, any side quests at all, so...
Yeah.
I'd like it to be at least 15 hours without
he
doing
He played
side
it
quests.
Like an action game, and...
That's
what he got out of it. It was an action game.
Yep.
See, I mean, Jason and I both played it as a role-playing game. I got 40 hours in the first one, the first time through.
Yeah, I think I only got like I think I did 12 or something like that. Yeah. So I played like an adventure game.
Are you guys save horse?
Yeah, I was because the saving system sucks balls in that game.
Yeah, I was totally a save whore. I mean, I think my first run through the game, I had over 200 saves.
Oh, 200? Wow. Holy shit.
That's yeah, because I'm also really greedy when it comes to Omnigel, so whenever I would walk up to something and have to decrypt it, I'd save. And then I'd try and decrypt, and if I failed, I'd reload it.
Oh, God.
Because I needed, you know, just in case I saw a Thrasher Maw and it had to fight it, and it decided it wanted to blow the hell out of my Mako, I had to have Omnigel to repair it.
Jesus.
All right, so anything else that we have to...
not yet. I'm really looking forward to the second playthrough, and I really can't wait for the next one. I hope they get it out quick.
I'm thinking the Geth. We're gonna see like a Geth baddie, big time, like an advanced Geth.
Really?
That's gonna.
Yeah, they need to have more enemies. There wasn't that many enemies really in the entire game.
I have a feeling it's gonna have. We're gonna see something about the Citadel's relay, and we're gonna end up shooting off that.
Do you think we're going to go into
Reaper
territory?
I do
think we're going to like open up the Citadel relay and go in through that.
I do think that we're going to do that.
I think that might be the third game, but we'll see.
Yeah, I was going to say that sounds like a third kind of...
I have a feeling that... and I would hate for this to happen, but I have a feeling this is what's going to happen because after you mentioned that, because I forgot that it was a trilogy, but Yeah, I have a feeling that you're going to end the second game flying out, shooting out of the relay. Citadel relay. Yeah,
it's possible.
I would not be surprised.
It might just be jumbled in one. Probably Shepard's going to be carrying a bomb, and he gets thrown in there, and he sets it off, and he sacrifices himself, and the galaxy is saved. And oh, I have one more con to the entire game.
Okay.
So at the very end sequence, after you choose, you know, whomever's going to, you know, lead up the council. Whatever, all of a sudden the credits start playing. You see the starry sky, and then you see this like superimposed pose of Shepard looking off.
Into space.
Yeah. It was really cheesy.
Well, dude, another thing. How awesome is that end credit song?
That's.
I think I tuned it out.
I love that end credit song. It's so 80s sci-fi. It's
good. I tuned it out.
Seriously. Oh, speaking of music, the Prothean planet, was that Ilos?
Yeah.
The music sounded straight out of Blade Runner, like the Blade Runner end credits, and I'm like, I am digging this.
Oh, really?
This is like, I haven't seen Blade Runner in years.
That's hilarious.
It's my favorite movie.
All right, cool. Well, that's all I got, too, guys.
So, all right.
I think that about wraps up our Mass Effect special.
I need to go eat.
Yeah, I think we're about to do the same thing. But we clocked in at about an hour and 15 minutes talking about Mass Effect. That's pretty impressive. But yeah, listeners, hope you enjoyed it. Tune in next week. We may have something super special for you. Still trying to find out the logistics of that, though. So for Jeff and Jason, I am Chris, and we will see you next time.
All right,
take
cool.
it easy.
Thanks, guys.
Mass Effect.